North Shore Today.
The area's only daily news podcast.
On MSONewsSports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, and this is North Shore Today for Tuesday, March 10, 2020. The Associated Press is reporting that the number of people in Massachusetts who have tested positive for the coronavirus jumped to 41 on Monday, according to state public health officials, leading Boston to cancel its annual St. Patrick's Day parade and Amherst College to move classes online. Of the 41 confirmed or presumptive positive cases, up from 28 reported Sunday, 32 are associated with a Biogen employee meeting held in late February at a Boston hotel. The cases are either employees or close contacts of employees. State Department of Public Health officials said that all of the new presumptive positive cases are in isolation at home or are in a healthcare setting. Of the 41 cases, four individuals have been hospitalized. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh announced late Monday that the city decided to cancel the St. Patrick's Day parade as a precautionary measure. Amherst College released a statement saying that all classes will be moved online after spring break beginning March 23. There remains one confirmed case in Massachusetts. The other cases are considered presumptive until confirmed by the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. In addition to those cases associated with the Biogen conference, four cases are considered travel-related and five are under investigation.
The Lynn Public Schools are implementing a new program aimed at keeping homeless students in school. Gayla Colley writing in today's Daily Item of Lynn that this spring, Lynn English and Lynn Classical High Schools will begin offering services from Youth Harbors, an intervention program that provides housing, academic, and career-oriented support to students experiencing homelessness. Superintendent Dr. Patrick Tutwiler said at a recent school committee meeting that the program, which serves youth aged 18 to 22, will become a part of the district's dropout prevention effort.
Columbia Gas pleaded guilty Monday to causing a series of natural gas explosions in Massachusetts that killed one person and damaged dozens of homes. The president of Columbia Gas of Massachusetts, Mark Kempig, entered the plea in Boston's federal court on behalf of the company responsible for the blast that tore through three communities north of Boston in September 2018. As part of the plea agreement, Columbia Gas will pay a $53 million fine for violating the Pipeline Safety Act. It's the largest criminal fine ever imposed under the pipeline safety law. The company said when the plea deal was announced last month that it takes full responsibility for the disaster in the Merrimack Valley. From the very outset, the company accepted responsibility for the tragic events on September 13, 2018. Today's entry of its plea is another step in that process. An attorney for the company is quoted as saying, "Eversource has agreed to buy Columbia Gas natural gas assets for $1.1 billion. Any profit from the sale of the company will be handed over to the federal government along with the criminal fine."
In Beverly, in his State of the City address, Mayor Mike Cahill has said that the city must continue to provide more housing for everybody and welcome new residents to the city. Paul Layton writing in today's Salem News, noting that housing in Beverly and the greater Boston region is among the most expensive in the country. Cahill said options for residents who want to stay in Beverly, as well as those who want to move into Beverly, have been severely limited. "We cannot be afraid to be the city we have always been," Cahill said, "a city that has always welcomed new residents, residents who arrive from places near and far and find this wonderful city and choose to call it home. Much more on this story in today's Salem News.
Taylor Ann Bradford's reporting in today's Gloucester Times. Whether it's walking a dog or helping with household finances, seniors across Cape Ann and the North Shore have been volunteering to help elders in need. And now, with a $60,791 grant in new funding from the Corporation of National and Community Services, Senior Care Inc. of 49 Blackburn Center will be able to continue to support senior volunteer activities through RSVP volunteers of North Shore for the next year. Ruth Lindsay, director of Senior Care's retired senior volunteer program, is quoted as saying many local agencies, including Senior Care, would simply not be able to offer the level of services available to so many people without the help from our volunteers. The money will go toward paying for a full-time volunteer director and part-time volunteer coordinator who run the operations of the RSVP volunteers of the North Shore. The grant is 1 year of an award that gives senior care approximately $60,000 every year for 3 years. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times.
A Tewksbury man who was hospitalized after passing out in the back of an Uber last month has pleaded not guilty to a charge that he groped a nurse's buttocks while being treated at Beverly Hospital. Dennis Lawler, age 58, pleaded not guilty to a charge of indecent assault and battery during his arraignment on Monday in Salem District Court, where he appeared in response to a summons. Police were called to the emergency room on Herrick Street on the evening of February 19. A nurse told the investigating officer that while she was treating Lawler for his intoxication, he repeatedly tried to grope her. While her back was turned, he managed to grab her buttocks. A pretrial hearing is set for April 10. You have been listening to North Shore Today, a daily news podcast produced by MSONewsSports.com. I'm Bill Newell, along with Rick Moore. Thanks so much for joining us, and check back in again with us tomorrow. And on the post, be sure to check out the latest photos from around the North Shore and other news notes as well. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. This season, start with a winning mortgage rate from your hometown team. Whether you are thinking about buying a new home or condo or refinancing your existing one, our loan rates are among the lowest anywhere. Check out our full menu of rates and terms and apply online 24/7 at institutionforsavingsloans.com. institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.